Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Good afternoon.
And we have a special guest with us today, Dr. Barry Tan. After earning his PhD, he became a professor at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst in chemistry and food science and nutrition. His areas of research included work on fat-soluble nutrients such as carotenoids, vitamin E, CoQ10, omega-3 oils, and cholesterol. And this research led him to a special interest in a part of the vitamin E family called tocotrienols. And he founded a company called American River Nutrition, and he developed the first tocopherol-free tocotrienol product. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Tan.
Thank you so much, Arnie. Thank you for your invitation.
Oh, it was a pleasure. And I want to tell you folks that Dr. Tan also contributed a couple of chapters to a book on tocotrienols. It's not the type of book that you'll find at Barnes & Noble. It sells for about, I think, $180. It's a highly technical book, and Dr. Tan was kind enough to give me a copy at the expo in Anaheim a couple months back, so I wanted to thank you for that.
And it was autographed.
Thank
you.
Okay. All right. You know, and I want to alert our, you know, you folks listening to something. This is going to be an extremely interesting interview and a very, very important topic. We're going to be talking sort of about vitamin E. You see, it turns out that most of the talk and the research and what we've been calling vitamin E is not really vitamin E after all. It's alpha-tocopherol, and alpha-tocopherol is only one part of the vitamin E complex. And the reason that this is so important is that those other parts of the complex, the tocotrienols, may be more important than the tocopherols when it comes to neuroprotective, anti-cancer, and cholesterol-lowering properties. Anyway, Dr. Tan, could we start off with a little bit of history and maybe a little bit of chemistry as why did this confusion with vitamin E occur, and why has it been so long that this for this problem to be realized?
Well, I think that there are two things. One is because the discovery of tocotrienol is about 30 years after that of tocopherol. That's one. And so everything is a little bit phase delay. And second of all, the very first discovery of vitamin E, which is dubbed as the birth vitamin by Professor Evans from UC Berkeley in the 1920s, in fact, was alpha-tocopherol. It was not until the 1950s tocotrienol was discovered, almost by accident, and its function was not even elucidated or shown until 1980, you know, as recent as that, from University of Wisconsin, that it could actually regulate to reduce cholesterol. So that's majorly the reason. But by then, most of the clinical study and everybody is banging it on alpha-tocopherol. That's why a lot of news of alpha-tocopherol are out there. And also many of them are not panning out the intentions that we would like alpha-tocopherol to be. But in point of fact, they're both part of the vitamin E family. They're all antioxidant. but hopefully your asked question today will help the audience appreciate what are the functions of tocotrienol that the tocopherols do not share.
Okay, well, that's a very, very good question, and how about you could start answering it?
Right.
Because going through the couple of chapters that you contributed to the book, it was very, very interesting to try and for myself, I have a bit of a chemistry background, so I was able to decipher a little bit of it. But nevertheless, the differences between the tocopherols and the tocotrienols, and specifically about what they do is most interesting.
Thank you. Well, see, if you think of the vitamin E molecule, let's say for a lack of a term, it looked like the picture of a sperm. It has a head and then a tail. The head part of vitamin E all look the same. So therefore, a tocopherol and tocotrienol, they look the same. And it is the head part that behaves as an antioxidant. And your audience and everybody knows that vitamin E is a very powerful antioxidant. That way, tocopherol and tocotrienol share a common function. They are potent antioxidants. That's probably they would stop and then they would diverge. The tail, because it looked like a sperm, of a tocopherol and tocotrienol differ. Physically, a tocopherol tail is called a saturated tail and is therefore longer to a chemist. A tocotrienol tail have unsaturated double bond and is shorter by about 30%. So physically, that would be how you describe them. Now, what would that mean functionally? If you think of a body, we have 75 trillion cells. What does that mean? It's got 10,000 times the population of the world. All of the cells are filled with membranes. That is where the vitamin E molecule protects the membranes of the cell. Now, when you think of a tocopherol, because the tail is longer, it anchors deeply into the membrane. So therefore, they do not move around much, a potent antioxidant, but stay in the same spot. A tocotrienol actually digs into the membrane, but because the tail is shorter, it does not anchor deeply, and therefore it moves around a lot. So therefore, its protection is able to cover a much larger surface area. Now, the audience that listened on may say, wow, I couldn't put my hand together the meaning of this. I've given this illustration, bear with me, many times, and people get it. And that is that, think of a tocopherol like a local policeman. They do not cross other the town boundary. They stay within put because they just stay there. Whereas a state trooper, they would cross from county to county. And a tocotrienol would do that. They'll cross like from one membrane, they'll fly around to the next membrane. But actually, in 1997, Dr. Lester Packer from UC Berkeley, he was able to study and find that the tocotrienol, and found that the tocotrienol is able to cross the membrane of one cell to the next. So actually, they are able to behave not as a local policeman staying put. They're able to behave minimally as a state trooper, able to cross a state all over the whole membrane of the cell. And actually, you can expand the idea more. They're like an FBI agent. He's able to cross to all the 50 states of the United States. And because of that, they are a lot more potent to cover a much larger surface area. And hence, that is the fundamental way why these two vitamin E work differently. Now, then the next question is, if the tocotrienol can comb a much larger surface area, how is that beneficial? Well, the benefits are in these two areas that is in the book, and we hope to push the third area from our study. The two areas has already been shown, not only by us, but by many other people too, is in the area of cholesterol and cardiovascular disease and diabetes. That two areas, those are kind of like flip side of each other, cholesterol, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes. And the second big area is in the area of cancer. And the third one, which I'm very grateful that my partner here discovered that, and that we found for the first time the tocotrienol, not the tocopherol, is able to inhibit infectious disease. And we have particularly studied chlamydia, the sexually transmitted disease, STD, chlamydia. And the CDC just 2-3 months ago thought that this is already eliminated, is coming back up again, and so today is the most commonly sexually transmitted disease, chlamydia, trichomatis, just chlamydia. If you type chlamydia, you'll find out all of this. But anyway, to summarize then, tocotrienol have a shorter tail than tocopherol, comb a much larger surface area, and a particular implication in cholesterol and cardiovascular disease and diabetes, and secondly in cancer. And the third one, which is just starting out on our part, is to learn that tocotrienol is able to inhibit chlamydia, the sexually transmitted disease.
That's a pretty broad curriculum there. But that's what happens when things when good things start to happen. They happen in a few different places, and that's great. Okay, when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Dr. Tan, and we're going to find out exactly how the tocotrienol, specifically one fraction of the tocotrienol called delta tocotrienol, how that seems to be so important in all of these different places. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Barry Tan, and we'll return after these messages.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand black currants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaro Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaro's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaro's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaro Formulas, your source of high-potency New Zealand blackcurrant super formulas.
Hi, this is Arnie Gitomer, and before we continue, I want to alert you to a special sale on one of our favorite Jaro products, Pomgard, the pomegranate concentrate capsules. Pomgard, now on sale at one-half price. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Source Naturals and Enzymatic Therapy, the full line's on sale at 35% off list. American Health, Camacare, Natrol, Home Health, Nature's Way, Borky and Taffel, the full line's at 30% off list. And there's some more. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And do you have our current product reference catalog? You can pick one up at any of our Wilner Chemist stores. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy also on our website, Wilner.com, and you can subscribe online. Or you can visit us at either of our stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, the Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will be...
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aid garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Back by popular demand, Doctor's Best is once again offering a 40% off special on their popular glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination. This is a great opportunity for you to stock up on one of the most effective combinations for joint pain that you can get, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Reduce inflammation and pain while you stimulate healing. Why take acetaminophen, which can poison your liver, when you can take glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, which works just as well or better and is good for you? Studies showing benefit indicate that this combination can slow deterioration of cartilage, relieve osteoarthritis pain, and improve joint mobility. Doctor's Best Glucosamine Chondroitin MSM Capsules, now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 40% off list price. This is a deal that's hard to beat. The 240 capsule size, on sale for only $28.14, and the 120 capsule size, only $15.54.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Barry Tan. And we're talking about tocotrienols. And, before the break, Dr. Tan, I had a little lead-in about what we're going to talk about next, and that was the Delta form of tocotrienol and why that's so important.
Okay. If you think of the vitamin E molecule, they have four Greek letters. It's alpha, beta, delta, and gamma. And people have studied this back in the early 80s from University of Wisconsin. And when they found out that this worked, they originally extracted this from barley and found out they work on pigs, hypercholesterolemic pigs. They were very interested. They identified that the compound is a tocotrienol. And then they begin to figure out, since there are four tocotrienol, which one works the best. So they tried it out, and we have repeated the experiment and published the work in 2006. And the ranking order is always this. Is delta the most active, tocotrienol that is, and then followed by gamma, a close second, tocotrienol, and then followed by a distant third, alpha tocotrienol, and then the beta did not work. So if the two key points to remember is a delta, like the Delta airline, delta and then gamma, and those are the two most active. And since then, not only for cholesterol lowering, for cancers, if the audience type in tocotrienol or delta and gamma tocotrienol and connect them to cholesterol lowering, diabetes, or cancer, they will find this repeatedly showing up. It's a delta tocotrienol, and other people have called this delta fraction of the tocotrienol.
This is Richard Podell here. I'm looking through.
Hi,
looking through. By the way, I went to college on the other side of town where you are. Looking through the National Library of Medicine database here, it's a little confusing. First of all, I think most people probably still don't appreciate the difference between vitamin E and tocotrienol. There's also the issue that a lot of vitamin E studies are been disappointing of late, and there's some thought that maybe taking a lot of vitamin E might inhibit the work of tocotrienol. And then I see here that there's a whole lot of studies on gamma tocotrienol in terms of cancer prevention, but not much about delta. And it's all gotten confusing for me, so I expect it's going to be confusing for the general public as well. I don't know how well you can clarify from all those different questions, but give a shot at it.
Okay, thank you, Doctor. I'll phrase what you said into two questions. The huge amount of alpha tocopherol people take, what about that? And the second one, there's a lot of gamma tocotrienol study, but not necessarily delta, explain that. So the first one first. The alpha tocopherol that people take, besides that large-scale clinical study did not pan out, and one of the main doctors that have been working on this for 30 years, she actually wrote a review paper where the review paper says that, alpha tocopherol an antioxidant and nothing more. It's almost like an exasperation thing, and that was published a year or two ago, very well referenced. My take on the alpha tocopherol is put far too much emphasis than is necessary. But that's still not the basis of your question. Your question is more like, if you take tocopherol, will it interfere? Yes. And right now, the study has shown that the alpha tocopherol blocks the absorption of tocotrienol. It compromises the tocotrienol ability to reduce cholesterol and induces the breakdown of tocotrienol in the body. And actually, taking huge amount of alpha tocopherol by itself actually increase the synthesis of cholesterol in the body. Each of those four remarks I made is underscored by many references. If the audience care to, if you were to write me an email or figure me out from American River Nutrition, I'll be glad to send you the papers and then you could read for yourself. So I would recommend this. If somebody is taking tocopherol, then they should take the tocopherol not the same time with the tocotrienol, perhaps the tocopherol in the morning and then the tocotrienol with a meal in lunchtime or with dinner time. Like that. There's a special reason for dinner time. I might come to that later if Ani asked me that. But to your second question, the gamma tocotrienol on the cancer, I knew that question is going to come up sooner or later. Each time when you had gone back to study, look at studies where cancer or cholesterol been done, when people did this systematically, where each of the tocotrienol has been shown, you will always find the delta works better than. And this came originally from University of Wisconsin Madison, as well as the drug company. This is a well kept secret. The drug company Bristol Myers Squibb, they were considering tocotrienol 20 years ago as a potential candidate for inhibiting cancer and cholesterol. They abandoned it because they found that their statin, provostatin propofol, was more potent than tocotrienol, and then they abandoned this. However, before they abandoned it, they clearly showed that delta was the most active. Now, if you fast forward 20 years to today, how come there are some papers out there shows that gamma, not gamma more active than delta, just gamma by itself? We have approached the researcher that despite earlier study, they showed delta more active than gamma. But when they get to do study, they did not compare the gamma and delta. They simply used the gamma, which begs the question, why did they deliberately use gamma when delta was more active? And now I'm splitting here. Gamma works to kill cancer, but delta works better. The reason they just stick with gamma is this. It was a commercial reason, because from palm source, tocotrienol, the major component is delta. That's it. And hopefully Ani may ask me a little while later, from the sources of tocotrienol out there, how do I differentiate the better ones from the less ones? But anyway, to your question, the gamma came primarily from palm, and the study was funded by the palm producer, and the major component was gamma. Yeah. And the delta was very tiny, and hence it did not concentrate on delta.
I guess my concern... Oh, okay.
Okay. You know what, Barry, we're going to... Dr. Tan, we're going to pause for a moment because we have to take a quick break, including a check on traffic. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com online.
And here's some good news. PGX is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B Complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B complex from Country Life also contains alpha lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And on the Belt Parkway, eastbound side of Coney Island Avenue, slow traffic earlier stall, though, has been cleared. Westbound side, pockets of volume between Kennedy Airport and the Mill Basin drawbridge. LIE in Queens, westbound side at Utopia Parkway, an accident wrapped up but still slow in both directions. You also have some volume as well in both directions between the Van Wyck and the BQE. FDR Drive, southbound side of 72nd Street, we have at least one lane blocked off with a crash. Delays will go back to the 80s. You might want to try a downtown avenue or the west side of town. Keep in mind, though, lots of street festivals. 3rd Avenue between 34th and 42nd Street. We have an event. Amsterdam Avenue between 77th and 9th is closed down. And 9th Avenue, we have the food festival going on, so you can anticipate delays between 37th and 56th Streets. No delays getting across the Hudson. This report sponsored by Garmin. Get a Garmin Nuvi 765T with subscription-free traffic alerts in most metro areas. It can help you avoid traffic delays and road construction. Find out more at Garmin.com.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthase. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Barry Tan, and we're talking about tocotrienols. Specifically, we're getting into the Delta tocotrienols. And let me give you folks the phone number here in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions for Dr. Tan relating to the tocotrienols and how they can impact your health related to lowering cholesterol, perhaps infectious diseases or cancer, give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, before that commercial business, I interrupted you, Dr. Podell. You were sort of in the midst of...
I'd say that one of the things that we see over and over again is that when you have a mixture of things like tocopherols and you use one of them in a high dose, you tend to interfere with the actions of the others.
Mm-hmm.
So the same question would apply for the tocotrienols. My understanding is that there's a product out there, for instance, that's 90% delta tocotrienol, 10% gamma. Would that interfere with the action of the other tocotrienols? Would that interfere with the actions of tocopherols? And how would we know?
I see. I don't know if the reverse has been studied quite like that. Only the alpha tocopherol interference have been studied. There is a thing that supports the earlier but not the reverse in that. Of all the vitamin E molecules, only alpha tocopherol have a transport protein. Now, I people say, what the heck is that word? I think of it like it has a rite of passage, like vitamin A, retinol, or vitamin D. They all have rites of passage because they have a transport protein to chaperone them to the right place. But among the vitamin E molecules, to date, doesn't mean that in the future we don't have such discovery, the only vitamin E molecule that have a rite of passage is alpha tocopherol. And then when it comes to vitamin E, people would take, 400, 500, 1,000 milligram. That amount is much larger than anything I can imagine. Plus, it has that rite of passage. But with tocotrienol, the amount that we are now talking about is 100 milligram. And perhaps in cancer study, the jury is still out, that others are designing on dose study. They're talking about dosing 2, 4, and 600 milligram. Still nowhere near that of tocopherol. Plus, tocopherol have that rite of passage. So if anything else, that rite of passage tocopherol probably will interfere with the tocotrienols, but not the tocotrienol interfering with tocopherol. At least that's my take on that just now.
Okay. All right. Let's get into some of the therapeutics related to the tocotrienols. You say that the delta tocotrienol is the most potent form. And where does the delta tocotrienol come from?
All right. I'll answer them in a broader way, and then I'll restrict it down. Right today, there are no synthetic form of tocotrienols. All the tocotrienol out there are from plant form. And the three sources are namely from palm, from rice, and then from annatto. The first, by the way, I don't know, this would seem like you're touting me or otherwise. All the sources of tocotrienol out there came from my introduction of it into the market some 20 years ago. I sold that company that made the palm tocotrienol. Most of the tocotrienol comes from palm. And then secondarily from rice. And then annatto. Now, these three plants have something very interesting, Ani, in that they if you split them, they're like two-piece seed, like peanut, like soy. So in science, we call them dicotyledon. But tocotrienol are peculiar. They seem to be found in a seed that cannot be two pieces. You have to hack them and break them, like coconut, like palm, and hence palm oil, like rice, which is monocot, like annatto, which is monocot. So there, those are three sources. If you were to analyze these vitamin E from these three sources only, you'll find that from rice and palm, you typically have about 25 to 50% tocopherol, which means that it will contain 50 to 75% as tocotrienol. And with annatto, it's unique in all my life spending to study this vitamin E molecule, that it is the only source found in nature, untempered by me, that it is tocopherol free. So if you look at it, you will see, you analyze it, you'll be 90% delta and 10% gamma. It really is like this, and hence I thought that if something were to be functionally useful, this compound would be such. So it's annatto. If you go to a ethnic supermarket, like Hispanic supermarket, you should be able to get a hold of this annatto. They call it achoite, and the scientific name is Bixa aurelana. But most people simply call it annatto. If you flip on the back of a Dorito chips of cheese, that yellow, orangey color, you'll say annatto coloring. So it is not a strange plant. It's a plant that we use in our industry, except in the color, for many, many decades.
Okay, so annatto is the source of the delta tocotrienol. And reading your, you know, the chapter 19 that you wrote in your book, it was very interesting. I know you refer to delta tocotrienol as a discriminate HMG reductase inhibitor, whereas statin drugs, which also are known to inhibit cholesterol, they're indiscriminate. Why don't you describe that a little bit?
Well, Arnie, I am impressed. I'm impressed that you picked up that fine detail on particular. I think that's wonderful. Sometimes I'm partly scared because my wife tells me that if you get into too much detail and then the audience is lost. I expect that the audience is probably very educated audience, very concerned about their health, and this is matters to them. And many of them may be taking statin.
That's right.
This is how I understand the cholesterol story. The statin works to inhibit. Think of the cholesterol synthesis. 30 exit down 95, like that. And then if a statin inhibit about exit 5 or 6. So if it inhibit there, it really strangulate this HMG reductase when it makes 5 carbon at a time. So far up, and the cholesterol has 27 carbon, about 30 exits down. So when they do that, and the strangulation is so strong, the cholesterol drop like mad. And anybody that is on statin drug, there are many of them out there. I'm not focusing on any one of them. And typically, they'll have cholesterol drop 40 to 50%, nothing short of being dramatic, just the way it works. With the tocotrienol, it also works on the same enzyme, but it doesn't strangulate. It can't strangulate the enzyme. It is what they call the downregulate. Now, a simple understanding of downregulation would be like you have the radio on, you just dial down the volume. That's the best it could do. So for a cholesterol reduction on tocotrienol, you would expect it to be at best half that of a statin, which means about 20% or so. And then without side effects, because it just dialed down, it's unable to shut down like would be able to. So because of that, I refer statin to indiscriminate cholesterol reducer. In other words, when it shuts down at exit 5, everything from exit 5 all the way down to 30 is shut down. Not only the cholesterol at exit 30, but everything from exit 5, 6, 7, all the way. Anything in any of those exits that the body makes, it shuts down, so it becomes indiscriminate. Whereas with the tocotrienol, it only just dial down, is unable to shut down 5, much less 6 all the way to 30. So, but anyway, at 30, where the cholesterol synthesis is expected to be reduced, it's only about half at most. And for a nutritional supplement, for prevention thing, it's an excellent thing.
Okay, that's, you know, you know, dealing with customers at the Wilner Chemists day in and day out, many people will come in and say, "What, you know, I'm taking a statin. I don't want to take a statin, or it's giving me some muscle pain. I have to stop taking a statin. What can I do to help lower my cholesterol?" And it's great to know that the delta tocotrienol is now available, that can, as you say, be discriminate and dial down the HMG enzyme.
Yes, and then at one time, for our own concern, as you know, that when people take the statin drugs, the CoQ10 drop.
Right.
Oftentimes, a clinician may not mind that the CoQ10 drop, but people who care for their health do mind, because CoQ10 is important for their heart, important for energy, many things. So when we knew that statin would lower CoQ10 also, we deliberately conduct a small study whereby when we gave to people the tocotrienol, we measure the CoQ10 before giving them tocotrienol. And we measured the CoQ10 after they take tocotrienol, and we found that the CoQ did not drop. Now, keep in mind, these people are not supplemented with CoQ10. We were just concerned to address the question if the CoQ dropped, and we find that their CoQ did not drop. But surprising to us, modestly, the CoQ increased by 20%. So there's a positive side effect that the tocotrienol increased the body's ability to make CoQ10. So we were just elated when we discovered that. And that is also cited in the chapter 19 you talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Once again, our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is a great opportunity to talk to the probably one of the premier researchers in tocotrienols, Dr. Barry Tan. And there is a commercial product or a couple of commercial products available that are derived from the annatto seed as Delta tocotrienol. And the one that we know of is made by Allergy Research Group, and they call it Delta tocotrienol. Okay? And it's available in a couple of potencies. It's available in a 50 milligram. It's available in 125 milligram. All right. When we come back, we'll begin taking your phone calls, and we'll talk to Dr. Tan a little bit about what the proper dosage of the tocotrienols is. Okay. Now we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello. This is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that fish oil is nature's perfect brain food? Fish oil provides the omega-3 fatty acid, DHA, which is a key component of human brain cells. Recent human research has provided clues to how fish oil improves brain function, mood, concentration, learning, and behavior. Researchers from the University of Pittsburgh have shown that consuming essential omega-3 fatty acids actually builds gray matter in the brain. Adults with higher levels of omega-3 intake also had higher levels of gray matter in the brain. In addition, results from brain scans of children that were supplemented with essential fatty acids for 3 months showed that they actually were able to grow additional gray matter. These results were reinforced by positive changes in tests of reading, concentration, and short-term memory. So wipe away the brain fog and sharpen your mind by consuming purified fish oil that is high in DHA. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
What is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production, and it is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Conoco has been making a natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Now they have developed a new CoQ10, a reduced form called ubiquinol, that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of CoQ10. As we age or suffer the effects of excessive oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Conoco calls this product Conoco QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement label, the new high-potency CoQ10 from Conoco.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active or live cultures you're really getting when you take their product. Not with Nature's Way Primadophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with our true potency guarantee. That's right, our true potency guarantee. Meaning our probiotics are guaranteed to be full potency the entire shelf life. When we say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in a new Primadophilus probiotic, bifida, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with our new Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with our true potency guarantee. And when you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and our true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee, exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at...
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
As I was saying, Nature's Way probiotics available at Wilner Chemists. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way. When you think of probiotics, think of Primidophilus probiotics available at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. Okay, let's take a couple of phone calls. First, we'll talk to Al from Flanders, New Jersey. Hi, Al.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I take red yeast rice instead of statins to lower my cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to combine red yeast rice with the tocotrienols?
Wonderful question, Al. In fact, there was a clinical study done, not with red yeast rice. I believe the major component is a mixture of things that the fungus make, and the major one of the component is lovastatin, the first generation of statin called Mavacor. And that study was done with, they start with tocotrienol, and then in another group they start with the statin, and then they cross over. And then the one that with statin, they changed to tocotrienol, and the one that did with tocotrienol changed to statin, and then they can see the drop. And then they add the one that with statin to the tocotrienol, it'll drop further. So that's, after the study was finished, the people who designed the study said that if they wanted to lower their cholesterol naturally, they could take a combination of both or reduce the statin that they take so that they can take more tocotrienol. That is a study that was done. There were no direct study done using red yeast rice and tocotrienol per se, but I believe that would work the same.
Okay, so the answer, Al, is yes. You can take the tocotrienols with the red yeast rice. But once again, make sure you're taking the Delta tocotrienol, okay? And as I said, the product that we were talking about is the Delta fraction tocotrienols from Allergy Research. And what about dosage, Dr. Tan?
Okay. And on the dosage, I have a three tiers, simple enough. If someone do not have high cholesterol, they want to take it as an antioxidant because it's a potent antioxidant, a lipid-soluble antioxidant, I might add, then it would be 25 to 50 milligrams should be fine. And 25 to 50 milligram. And then if they want to take it for lipids control, like cholesterol, like triglyceride, then it would be 75 to 100 milligram. And most people round it up to 100, two pills of 100, then that would be for the lipid control. Hopefully later on you could ask me how this might work on triglyceride, which is another lipids but not cholesterol, have peculiar influence to diabetes. And then the third area would be for cancer. The jury is still out. And of course, this is not a drug that would interfere, not a drug, but it's a nutritional supplement. But I can't help but remember the studies that people are publishing out there. It is nothing short of miraculous. So people who are designing clinical study now, they are thinking to design them using 200, 400, and 600. So therefore, I would say 200 to 300 would be for aberrant cells gone bad. Like cancer.
Okay. Did we get that for you, Al?
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for that call. All right. And next, let's talk to Nadine from Norwalk, Connecticut.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to know if the tocotrienols would be helpful for the superbugs such as MRSA.
Would be suitable for what, did you say?
The MRSA, you know, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus.
Oh, okay. I don't know a direct, that's a very specific question. I don't know that direct connection, and we have not tried all different bacteria. What we suspect is this, ma'am, I know it's an indirect answer to your question. A lot of bacteria require cholesterol for its growth. And what we have documented is that because the bacteria require cholesterol for its growth, somehow the tocotrienol is able to inhibit the cholesterol in the host cell and therefore stifle the entry of the bacteria into the host and therefore reduce the infection severely. That resistant thing that you mentioned about may not directly have to do with cholesterol, so I don't know the interrelationship. We have not studied that directly just yet.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that call, Nadine. And we have a caller from Atlanta, Georgia. You know, this show is being broadcast down on WGKA in Atlanta. So the 800 number works down in Atlanta as well. Hello, Robert. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hello. Thank you. I would like to know the doctor's opinion on synthetic vitamin E. I've been reading for a long time. It definitely causes heart disease. She only take like a natural form from wheat germ, palm, pumpkin seed oil, and in a natural form, does that help your prostate and your heart health?
Okay, so your question is synthetic versus natural vitamin E?
Yes, sir. I've been reading it. Synthetic definitely causes heart disease. She should take it from a natural form like
Well, yeah, germ. Natural is definitely, you know, the natural forms of vitamin E at least give you the four isomers, alpha, beta, gamma, and delta, and the synthetic only gives you the alpha, and it doesn't give you the D alpha, it gives you the DL alpha, which the L fraction doesn't do much at all. So,
from wheat germ oil, palm, and pumpkin seed?
Okay. Did you want to comment on that, Dr. Tan?
Only to this extent that all naturally derived tocopherol and tocotrienol, they only make a particular mirror form of it, what we call D, it like that. And then when you make it synthetically, you cannot control the making of it, so they make the mirror image of everything. So even with alpha tocopherol, when in nature you only find one, in a synthetic form you found eight. So I think of synthetic alpha tocopherol as counterfeit vitamin E. So you only 1/8 is the real McCoy, 7/8 is the counterfeit. So it is whether that would cause heart disease. That would be I'm hearing that for the first time. But for the fact that 7/8 is not the real McCoy, I would be troubled to take the synthetic. For that alone, I would be troubled to take synthetic tocopherol.
So your wife is somewhat correct, Robert. You should be on a natural form of tocopherol, vitamin E, which, and as Dr. Tan says, you know, it's best to get not just the tocopherols, but the tocotrienols as well as a good maintenance there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, from wheat germ oil.
Yeah, wheat germ oil is an excellent source. It doesn't have high potency, but it's an excellent source.
Yeah, that is true. And wheat germ is also another monocot. So you found small amount of tocotrienol, insufficiently small, but nonetheless small. We should be taking minimally for our protection a small amount because the USDA, our own government, have analyzed the blood of us and have indicated that about 5 to 10% of all the vitamin E in our blood is tocotrienol. So our only source, if we don't supplement it, would be from food. You see? So if we supplement it, then that would be a better situation. So.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Robert. Okay, we have to pause for a brief message from Essential Formulas. We'll be right back.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It is made from selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Okay, we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there. And we should be back at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. So stay there, and we will begin answering your calls then. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you, or has been brought to you, by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. And remember, the full Nature's Way line now on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists. And this is a two-hour show, everyone. Dr. Tan will be with us the second hour as well. So once again, those of you on the phone, stay right there, and we will get to you at about 5 minutes after three.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists.